I'm Gigi Merello, I'm part of the Draco core development team, and I'm going to talk about a few patterns and one anti-pattern you might see only in Draco. Well, what is Draco? Draco is supposed to be the language for the next 100 years. It was designed initially as a successor language for Perl, which is why it was called initially Perl 6. Then it changed its name to Draco in 2019, October 2019. And the basic idea is it should be something that should stay relevant and stay useful for a long time, which is why